Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Very cold, cold city of Washington. Coming to you from, well, no, not from the headquarters of American Free Press tonight. I misstated that. I'm sitting in my, actually in my cold little apartment. Maybe I should be down at the American Free Press office and sitting in that dank cellar that functions as our office here on Capitol Hill in Washington. No, I am here in my cold little apartment with a few clippings in front of me of some things I wanted to run by you. A few little items of interest to me anyway, possibly to you. I stopped at the American Free Press office today and looked at the paper they're putting together. A lot of interesting articles in there, a piece by Victor Thorne, a couple items from Mark Anderson and Mark Glenn, both of whom host programs on this network, some stuff by our friend Pat Shannon, good variety of information. If you're not a subscriber to American Free Press, I would encourage you to do it. Check out the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net. I received a rather amusing, I don't know why it amuses me, but I received a rather amusing email today from one of our listeners, and I'll talk about that after the break. But I should mention that that there is something very interesting developing here. You know, there's talk about Barack Obama naming Hillary Clinton Secretary of State. But on Facing Pages today in the Washington Post, there's a leading editorial, Secretary Clinton, question mark. And if you read through the editorial, you can see that the Washington Post says Hillary Clinton's a fine lady, but we better not have her as Secretary of State. That's more or less what it says. At the same time, David Broder, a Council on Foreign Relations man who is the key columnist for the Washington Post, the guy who tells people what they're supposed to think, his commentary in the facing page of today's post is a force for good, but not at state. In other words, Hillary Clinton is a grand lady, a wonderful progressive, someone that America needs to help save America, but not at the State Department. I think that's very interesting, folks. It'll be interesting to see if Hillary Clinton does get appointed Secretary of State. My guess, based on this, is that she might have a rough time, and it may have to do with the fact that Hillary, as First Lady, once called for a Palestinian state. And to have a president who has been suspected of sympathies for the Palestinians, and to have a Secretary of State who actually hugged the wife of Yasser Arafat, and later called for a Palestinian state right in the midst of the Monica Lewinsky affair, maybe that is just something that they don't want to have. I don't know. Kind of interesting. We'll just have to wait and see what happens there. But I thought it was very interesting that the Washington Post's primary columnist and then their lead editorial both said Hillary is a grand lady, but not for Secretary of State. And that's kind of interesting because a couple of leading Republicans, this goes to show you how much Republicans want change, they've said Hillary would be a dandy Secretary of State. So the Republicans are obviously going along with change just about as much as Barack Obama is. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, even Michael Steele, who wants to be the first black national chairman of the Republican National Committee, he says Hillary would be a good choice. Isn't that interesting? All right, when we come back, I'll talk about our very amusing little email. Guess what subject our emailer doesn't think I should talk about on this program? Wait till you hear this. Stay tuned.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I'm going to keep you in suspense and not tell you what the emailer had to say. I think you'll find it interesting, amusing, surprising. Anyway, we'll get her out of that email shortly. In the meantime, we already have a couple callers lined up, and I think I'll just go directly to the callers. We have Andrew calling from Ohio. Andrew, come on up.
Hello, Mike. Good to talk with you.
How you doing tonight, Andrew?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to say I've been listening to you since about day one, but I'm an archive listener, so I never really had a chance to call in live.
Oh, great. I'm glad you could, yeah.
But I just wanted to say I've been subscribing to American Free Press for about 3 or 4 years now, and I got all your books, and I really enjoy your books and your articles that you write.
Well, God, I'm glad somebody likes what I'm doing and what American Free Press is doing.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't, you know?
Yeah, I think everybody in this country should be reading it.
Andrew, let me ask you a question. Now, you say you've been subscribing to American Free Press for a couple years. How did you come about, not necessarily subscribing to American Free Press, but how did you come about coming to an understanding that things were not as they appear to be, that you were being lied to by the mass media in this country?
Oh, well, growing up back in the 80s, I remember reading about in the newspaper, in the back pages of the local newspaper. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. It's the rag known as the Cincinnati Inquirer, where it was a wink and a nod that the government was selling weapons to both Iran and Iraq in the Iran-Iraq War.
Okay, that's interesting. All right. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when we were kids, whenever somebody was being selfish or dishonest, we'd tell them to quit being Jewish.
Well, when you start adding things like that together, sometimes when you do add two and two, you get four. And if you look at that whole that whole thing with Iraq and Iran, you find, in fact, that the Israelis and their lobby here in this country were playing both sides against the middle there, deliberately trying to destroy both of those countries. So yeah, I mean, you know, one time we're being told Iran's our enemy, the next time Iraq is the enemy, you know, and our tax dollars are in the middle of the whole mess. It kind of should wake some people up. But, you know, it's funny, Andrew, even though that material, like you say, was appearing in the papers, as you put it quite correctly, with a wink and a nod, most people still haven't figured that out.
Kind of like the big shot lawyer.
Well, he kind of knows it but doesn't want to admit it. His attitude is, well, what are you going to do about it? Well, what I do about it is talk about it and write about it.
Yeah, and it's just, I totally agree with Jim from Texas when he tells people it's not a Zionist problem, it's a Jewish problem.
Well, I tell you, the Jews are going to get into a very big problem because more and more people are coming to understand that. And you know, it's, you know, sometimes people dig their own graves. Sometimes people cause their own problems. And I think what's happening with the Jewish community in this country is that they have put themselves on the side of so many bad policies and have identified themselves with so many things that are unpopular to the American public that people are starting to wake up, and people just like you, Andrew. So, you know, it's, the good thing is you're not alone. More and more people are waking up. So I guess that's where it stands.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in. Glad you could do it.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thanks, Andrew. Interesting call, particularly in the context of the email that I'm going to describe to you in a couple minutes. In the meantime, we have another caller, Art from Pennsylvania. We're going to go ahead and bring Art up.
Hello, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I was going to comment on some of the issues with the U.S. Department of State. Read a recent article from Ted Pike where he identifies the U.S. Department of State Office of Global Anti-Semitism established and run by the ADL. The ADL is run by your favorite members, the Brofmans, the bootleggers from Capone. The other ones who ran the U.S. State Department are the Annenbergs, who basically Moses Annenberg and his son Walter Annenberg, who basically handpicked everybody for Nixon. And you mentioned in a prior show that Nixon was trying to bypass Kissinger, who was handpicked by Annenberg.
Yeah, well, the Annenberg crowd, this is something, they come out of Chicago. They're all part of that super mob that Guts Russo wrote about in his book by that title.
Yeah, they're all the bootleggers of Capone. And the Annenberg set up the American Academy of Diplomacy, okay, of which most of the diplomats who go through the U.S. State Department work through. So who's really running the U.S. Department of State? Is it us, or is it those guys in Chicago?
Well, I tell you, I would say, in defense of the State Department, that they're. I hate to defend the State Department, but I tell you what, I have found over the years that there are a lot of good people in the State Department, in the CIA, in the FBI, in the diplomatic corps, the intelligence community in general, who, although they go through these courses and although they are part of the system, they do what they can. They do what they can to fight behind the scenes, but a lot of times the problem is they get their heads cut off. So they have to work in stealth to do what they can. But they are a lot of people over the years have criticized the State Department. I would have to say, from what I know about the State Department, there are probably a lot more good people in there than we think. Let's put it that way. I think there's a lot of people there who've been trying to hold the line, who've been trying to combat this very crowd that you're talking about, and that's a good thing.
Agreed. But I think it needs to be brought to light that these bootleggers need to be given a boot.
Well, you know, I like that analogy, and it is, and you know, it is so correct, because That is exactly who the super mob crowd were. They were part of the whole Meyer Lansky outfit, all interconnected. A lot of them had a big power base in Chicago. A lot of them moved on to California, and they set up a guy named Ronald Reagan, who was a very, very good friend of your very, very good friend, Walter Annenberg, the son of Moses Annenberg. So And it's a very tightly knit little family.
And the Bronfmans, for that matter.
Just a small handful of people with big piles of money.
There's one other person that we forgot to mention. What do you know about Max Fisher?
Max Fisher out of Detroit. And, exactly. Max Fisher was part of the whole gang as well.
You're right, the Purple Gang. The Purple Gang.
You're very well versed in this, Art. I wish everybody was.
Who set up the Republican Jewish Coalition. So apparently they were blasting Obama when he was getting into during the final part of the race. So obviously some of those super guys don't like what he's about.
Yeah, they've never completely trusted him, and now that he's in office, they're going to be keeping a close watch on him. You know, they have this guy Rahm Emanuel in there, and that's why I raised the question as to, you know, will Obama play the game or will Obama pull a JFK and surprise us all?
We can only hope. There's one issue I saw with Hillary, though. If you did a web search on the following, you say Medal of Freedom, it's the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and then you say Clinton, and then you say Bronfman, you will see a picture come right up with Hillary shaking the hands of Edgar Bronfman Sr., okay, and Jerry Ford right in the middle there. So it makes me wonder where her loyalty lies. You know,
when people, you know, I tell you, I'm not defending Hillary Clinton, but, you know, let's face it. All of the people in the higher echelons of elected office in this country have to trip all over themselves to pay homage to people like Edgar Bronfman. But, you know, I know that many of them, Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives alike, you know, you think when Hillary and Bill are sitting in the privacy of their bedroom on those few occasions when they are together in the bedroom, and when they start talking about Jewish power in America, do you really think that they say, oh, we really love Jewish power in America, we love to kiss the boots of Edgar Bronfman and George Soros? No, they don't talk that way, nor do most politicians. Politicians, if you plied them with a little bit of alcohol and they thought you were being such that they could be safely have a safe discussion with you, they would say they're fed up to their eyeballs, and they would wish that they had the guts to come out and say what needs to be said. So that's why I say that my job and the job of people like you and the people who write for American Free Press and other broadcasters on RBN, our job is to let these people, these elected officials know, the people in the CIA and the FBI and the State Department, let them know that there are people out here that know what the hell is going on, and if they ever show the guts to stand up to these people, whose boots they've been licking and whose water they've been carrying for all these years, if they ever have a sense that there's enough people out here that will stand up in support of them, a lot of people may come out and surprise us before it's all over. So that's why I keep doing what I'm doing. I don't think I'm going to affect the change myself, but I think I can help provide information to larger and larger groups of people who can support the people who have the capacity to bring about the change. So that's why I do what I do.
And I thank you for doing it. One point I would like to make, though, is just like in any other group of people, many times these gangsters are really a small segment of the general population. So even though you're blasting some of the policies of the State of Israel, which was formed by Meyer Lansky, by the way, a lot of the people are decent people like me and you. And it's not easy to decipher who's the good guys and the bad guys in the final. I mean, it's easy to decipher who the real bad guys are. That's real obvious. But some of the other ones, it's a little gray.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. I agree with you 100%. And that's what I say. That's why I, as sometimes as resolute as I may be in discussing some of this, I myself recognize that there are these nuances, and that just because someone says something publicly that we don't like, we don't know what they're really saying privately. So that's why I want to try to give everybody a chance until they prove to be criminals. And then if they prove to be criminals, we go after them full force. Art, appreciate your call. All right, thanks for your call. All right, folks, stay tuned.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cardivide helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivide, circulation for life.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Folks, you know, you got to check out the republicbroadcasting.org website. There's a lot of good books and videos that appear there available from Republic. A lot of other products. We have advertisers there. You need to patronize those advertisers because, you know, they do help keep RBN on the air and make this program possible, this program and all the other programming possible. So keep that in mind. You know, I normally don't take calls this early in the program. I just did that for fun on a spur of the moment, you know, saying I was going to keep you in suspense to tell you about the email I got. And, you know, it's funny. I'm glad I took both of those calls. I didn't know either. I've actually talked to Art before. I didn't recognize his name, but he's a very intelligent guy who's got a lot of insights and information. But I didn't recognize him, but I do recall he's called this program before. Incidentally, apologies to Art. I think I may have cut him off. I think he may have had another comment, and if so, he's welcome to call back. But in any case, I didn't know what either of those callers were calling in about. I didn't recognize either of the names. But in any case, I'm glad they did call because it's a perfect setup for the discussion of this email that I got today. The emailer indicated that he was a listener to the show, and he wanted to give some input, which is certainly welcome. He said that there were three topics that I needed to discuss less of. One of them was Eric Huffschmidt. The other is Christopher Berlin, and then I'm going to tell you what the third one is in a second. As far as Eric Huffschmidt is concerned, I don't talk about him enough. And as far as Christopher Bolin and that wife of his, that Helia Brand Caskell, I could spend a couple shows talking about them and telling you some stuff. But I haven't, so I really don't talk about them that much. But as far as I make reference in passing to them, as far as Eric Hufschmidt is concerned, I'll stop talking about Eric Hufschmidt when he stops talking about friends of mine like Frederick Tobin and Jürgen, Frederick Tobin and David Irving and Ernst Sundel, and calling them Zionist agents and saying they've deliberately had themselves put in jail to advance the Zionist cause. People like Guillermo Rudolph. Yeah, when Eric Hufschmidt stops throwing around that kind of crap, maybe I'll stop talking about him. Oh, and just for the record, I shouldn't really call Ernst Sundel a friend of mine. I've actually never met Ernst Sundel. He and I have many, many mutual friends, but I've been an admirer of his for years. I've met his very lovely wife, Ingrid Rimland Sundel. So when Eric Hufschmidt stops talking about those people, then maybe I'll stop talking about him. And I do have to give credit to Eric. He's finally taken off his website these very peculiar commentaries of his, in which much of his discussion deals with the private lives of our four-legged friends, the dogs. I can assure you, my friend the Hound of the Baskervilles has never approved of Eric's peculiar meanderings on those topics. And evidently somebody got to Eric, and somebody finally convinced him that he shouldn't reveal his inner self so much. Now, my emailer said I should stop talking about Eric Hufschmidt so much and Christopher Bolin and the Jews. Yes, my emailer said that I shouldn't talk so much about the Jews. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to stop talking about the Jews when they stop talking about me and everybody else who dares to challenge their inordinate power and influence in this country. I'm going to stop talking about the Jews when they stop dominating our mass media and thereby dominating our elections and deciding who gets elected to office and who gets appointed to office by our elected officials. I'm going to stop talking about the Jews when they stop bashing the Islamic faith and when they stop bashing the Roman Catholic faith. I'm going to stop talking about the Jews when they stop yakking about the Holocaust to the point that they're blue in the face and our ears are full of the garbage. I will stop when they get the hell out of Palestine and when they stop destroying the Palestinian people as they've worked relentlessly to do for the last 50 years. I'll stop talking about the Jews when the Jews in Israel stop spitting on Christian pastors and when they stop defiling Christian holy sites. Yes, I will gladly do that. But the thing is, I ain't going to stop talking about it till they stop doing what they're doing. I'm talking about it to remind them that they're pushing too far, that they're going to get themselves in trouble, just as our first caller and I discussed. Now, if you don't like to hear me talking about these subjects, you don't have to listen. I appreciate those who do listen, even if they disagree with me, and people who disagree with me, as you well know, are welcome to call in here. I gave this gentleman who called in here the other night quite a bit of time at the expense of many, many other callers who were lined up, someone who called in to defend the Jews and say they didn't have too much power in this country, and, oh, they're just acting like all other citizens in a democratic country. I gave this man a lot of time, but I'm not going to give the Jews any time if they don't stop giving us time and don't stop if they don't stop trying to take away our freedoms, then I'm going to keep on talking about their attempts to take away our freedoms. You can count on that. We're going to a break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, there had been another item I meant to mention here this evening, something in passing, and it actually relates to what I was just discussing regarding both Huffschmidt and discussion of, quote-unquote, the Jews. Kind of interesting, you know, as you know, Eric Huffschmidt put out this totally fallacious and easily discredited line that Mark Lane, who was a longtime lawyer for Liberty Lobby and who's never been a lawyer for American Free Press and has had only a peripheral association with American Free Press since it was established. Huffschmidt was saying that Mark Lane is a Zionist lawyer. Mark Lane happened to have been born to a Jewish family, but he's been a longtime critic of Zionism. Even represented the Palestinians, represented a number of Jewish groups, including the famous anti-Zionist Jews in Nutra-Carta, and also represented other people who were challenging some of the big, powerful Jewish organizations like the Jewish Agency. But in any case, today the Washington Post took a swipe at Mark Lane and called him the generally discredited Mark Lane. Mark Lane has not been generally discredited, but I think the very fact that the Washington Post says that he is generally discredited should tell you who Mark Lane's friends are. Mark Lane is supported and praised by Mike Piper. Mark Lane is opposed and attacked by Eric Huffschmidt and Christopher Belin in the Washington Post. I give you your choice of sources on that, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of Huffschmidt, you know, in reference to his website, I mentioned how he took off this weird stuff about the private lives of dogs and how they intersect with the activities of the Zionists. Well, in any case, I note that on his website, Hufschmidt draws a distinction between the banking Jews and the Zionist Jews. Now, I tell you what, folks, if I didn't know better, I would say that sounds like a bit of disinformation to me because, you know, I know that Eric Hufschmidt is not a stupid guy. He's not a stupid guy. He's a weird guy, and he's a troublemaker. He's a little hookworm. But for him to put out this idea that there's some distinction between the banking Jews as in the sense of the Rothschilds and all of these people in their sphere of influence and the Zionist Jews is absolute crap, number one. And number two, since I'd have to know that Hufschmidt knows better, then I have to wonder if he isn't deliberately trying to confuse people and put out disinformation. Just as on the one hand he proclaims, oh, we're not anti-Jewish to be anti-Zionist, but then he goes on to make all sorts of anti-Jewish proclamations that can't be described as anything but anti-Jewish. That adds an element of confusion to many, many people who are not well-versed in things and who have come to rely on this very dubious source. The Rothschilds, this international banking family, they were among the primary patrons of Zionism. They for many years, they were anti-Zionist for their own geopolitical and financial reasons. But Zionism didn't take hold until the Rothschild family put the full force of their international wealth and power behind it, to the point that on Israeli currency today, you find, I believe it's Alphonse de Rothschild, maybe it's Edmond de Rothschild, I forget which. I have a picture of Israeli currency in my book, The Judas Goats, and they hail him as the father of Israel. So where is this weird little distinction about the banking Jews fighting the Zionist Jews and the Zionist Jews fighting the banking Jews coming from? Nothing, nothing, nothing could be further from the truth. And so I say again, I'll stop talking about Eric Hufschmidt when he stops putting out disinformation. And in this case, I think it's disinformation because if I thought Eric was stupid, I might say it was misinformation. I might say that he didn't completely understand things. But I don't think so. That having been said, and I didn't even intend to say all that, but I have said it, we're going to go to our next caller. If you do want to call in here, the number is 800-313-9443. We have another caller from Ohio, and it is Bill. Bill, come on up.
Oh, hi there, Michael.
How you doing, Bill?
Good, how are you?
All righty.
Good. Yeah, like Andrew, I'm just north of Cincinnati. It's interesting. Maybe it's contagious here, Mike. I'm not sure. This part of the Rust Belt.
I know quite a few people from Cincinnati who are troublemakers. There must be something in the water or the air. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Let me just say something, Bill. I don't mean to interrupt. I am interrupting. One of the most interesting things I've ever seen, for whatever reason, I thought it was interesting, is in Cincinnati. On one side of the street, you have a Roman Catholic cathedral. On the other side of the street, you have this massive Jewish temple. I just thought that was something very profound about that. But that's just my comment.
Wait, no, where,
anyway,
where?
Bill,
yeah,
go
no,
ahead.
No, that's well. Where is that now, Mike?
I'm not sure where it is, but it's in Cincinnati.
Okay. Well, we are traditional Catholics. We don't, you know, Vatican II, Judeo-Masonic Council. That's a whole nother. Whole nother can of worms, so we won't even go there.
Okay.
What I wanted to point out to you, Michael, I did find David Deese, if you're familiar with his art, he's covered on Rents, and he just does some wonderful, wonderful artwork. And we had spoken some time ago about, when the market was crashing,
mm-hmm,
Michael, and
mm-hmm.
Of course Lehman had, you know, filed for bankruptcy, and there was discussion that maybe they had moved somehow misaccounted for $400 billion
right.
in their filing
mm-hmm.
of the bankruptcy. Well, in one of David Deese's works of art, he had captured from the world markets on October the 7th, Michael, every stock market in the world was down. The Dow was down, let's see, it closed 508 points, the Dow was down roughly 5%. Every market, the Brazilian market, the Mexico, Saudi, the Nikkei, the Hang Seng, all of them, the EBEX, the DAX, the FTSE in Britain, every single market in the world was down that day except for one. And that was the TA 25, and that was the Israeli stock market, which was actually up more than 5%. It closed up 30 points to close at 797. So right about 5% that day. And again, this was October the 7th. David Dees had kind of captioned this in his artwork, and it had a picture of, you know, of course, the Israeli flag. And I think Norman Finkelstein was actually pictured at the bottom, you know, with lots of dollar signs and that kind of stuff. So, again, you know, it walks like a duck and talks like a duck.
Well, that's kind of interesting because I just had a conversation with somebody. Mm-hmm. Was it yesterday or today? I'm getting old here. I saw this, and I've mentioned stuff like this before in the air. I saw this advertisement from some pro-Israel organization talking about the economic miracle of Israel and how here are this poor, persecuted people. You know, they just made this little desert
bloom. This little desert land, a real oasis, didn't they? Off the back
of the trillion dollars
of American taxpayers.
Yeah, nothing about the extortion of billions upon billions from the German people through their corrupt Zionist-controlled government over there.
Or our tax dollars.
Yeah, nothing about all the American billions of dollars going over there. This advertisement talks about all Israel has to rely on is its brain power.
Oh, God.
I mean, that calls to be discussed, you know, and we have this emailer saying that we shouldn't talk about these things.
Right.
Our economy's going to hell in a handbasket at the hands of corrupt financial institutions that all, if not all of them, most of them, are in the hands of Jews who are part of the political Jewish power structure in this country, which is linked internationally to the Rothschild Empire.
Right.
And we're not supposed to talk about this?
Anywhere there's a central bank, Michael, you'll see. And again, that particular day, October the 7th, kind of lends credence to this entire argument. Every world market that day was down anywhere from 2 to 5, 6%, except Israel's. That was the only one. In fact, Israel's was up. Their bond market has been booming, as best I can tell. There's a lot of money that's going into their bond market. So maybe you buy shekels. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what I think part of it is, too. You know, bear in mind, and I don't know much about finance, of course, but I do know this much, that for years in this country, and certainly today, that cities, counties, and states that have these massive slush funds of investment dollars, mm-hmm. along with American, you know, political unions, you know, labor unions, and other public institutions are constantly making investments in Israel.
Darn right.
Because of political pressure. So,
absolutely.
So, you know, even though, you know, and it's not only happening here in the United States, it's happening in all the European countries.
Wow.
The Jewish communities go and say, oh, you didn't do enough to protect us from Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, so you owe us something. You must invest the Hungarian tax dollars or the Serbian tax dollars or the French tax dollars in Israel bonds, or you need to invest money in this Israeli company or that Israeli company. No wonder Israel is blossoming in the desert.
Sure. Well, it doesn't help, too, that they, you know, take Caterpillar bulldozers, Michael, and just, you know, carve out a land and, you know, squat illegally either, you know, with gun barrels pointed at, at indigenous peoples that have lived there for, you know, 2,000 years.
Yeah,
you know, that doesn't hurt either.
Mean, you know, and no wonder, the funny thing is, Bill, the average American, when they hear about, you know, they hear about the miracle in the desert, they actually think it's the hand of God rather than the hand of the Israelis on the blackmail files and on the weapons and
Well, they say, Michael, there's no cure for stupid, I've just come to accept it. You know, you cannot fix stupid. Hey, real quickly, one other point. It was a real big story. Stadmiller covered it with retired Special Forces fellow John Moore. about the Army with a massive call-up. This is the largest call-up they've had for retired officers. Sergeants are going to be next. The largest since 1941. It was larger than Korea. It was larger than Vietnam. Nothing like this ever. I was just wondering if you know anything, hear anything.
No, and I'm not surprised to hear it because, I mean, you know, these things have been rattling around, you know, ever since Bush and the Jews got us into this war in Iraq and started raising hell with not only the economy but with the state of the Army and the military in general. And I'm not surprised.
Okay.
I'm not surprised at all. And I have no doubt. You know, I'll tell you what. There. You know what's going to be the irony of the Obama administration? They may have to bring in a draft, and you can bet your boots that a lot of the people that are going to get drafted are going to be African Americans.
Wow. Fighting for Uncle Samuelstein. I know.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. I had read the transcripts, Michael. I just thought it was a great story. It's not being covered in mainstream press at all. Rents, even what really happened, none of them are covering this. Statmiller did. It was a great interview with this retired Special Forces guy, John Moore. So
yeah, that name, I think I have heard his name. I didn't see that. I didn't hear that broadcast. But
okay.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And unfortunately, I'm afraid you know, we're going to get more of the same before it's all over. And,
yeah.
Well, I don't think they're ever going to draft me. I'm too fat, and my father always said I was flat-footed, so I can escape. So.
You could always pull a Ted Nugent. You know, he's a big chicken hawk guy. He was one of those guys that didn't go, he went to the bathroom in his pants, you know, for 2 weeks, didn't brush his teeth, and played the bug act. And he actually got out. He got a deferment. Or be like a Rush Limbaugh, you know, go in and say you have a cyst on your derriere. And you know, you can escape.
Or Dick Cheney got all sorts of deferments.
I think five deferments for
Dick.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, hey, why not?
It all works, doesn't it? Yeah, yeah. I hear you, my friend. Hey, have a good one. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
See you.
All right. Okay. We have Derek from Oregon. Let's bring Derek up.
Hi, Mr. Collins. This is Derek. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Yeah.
Absolutely. Say, I don't want to sound like I'm completely ignorant, but could you no, this is lame to start out that way, but now how do you define what a Jew is? And this is a huge question I've had all my life.
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't even attempt to define a Jew because of the fact that today in Israel they constantly are fighting over the definition of who a Jew is. There's some Jewish elements in Israel, the state of Israel, that are, you know, making noises saying that, well, a person doesn't qualify to be Jewish if this, or he doesn't qualify to be Jewish if that. So there's been this constant fight within the Jewish community itself over who is a Jew and who isn't. On the other hand, I would say that if someone comes to me and says, I am Jewish, well, then who am I to argue with them? I mean,
sure.
if they go to a synagogue, if they are born to Jewish parents, if they consider themselves Jewish, I guess I can't very well argue the point. Now, there are many of our listeners who would say, well, no, they're not Jews. We are Jewish. Many of our listeners say that certain numbers of Christians are the real Jews, the real Israel. And that the people who live in Israel are not Jews. But I would say, for public relations and political purposes and discussion of the issue, I think it's easiest to take the position that we have to accept the fact that the people of Israel consider themselves Jews, even though some of them, many of them are not religious at all, number one. But number two, because the world at large thinks of Israel as the Jewish state.
Exactly.
So,
and that's why I'm confused, sir. And that's why I'm asking you, because just because someone lives in Israel does not make them a Jew.
No, there's many people. There are Palestinian Christians and Palestinian Christians and Palestinian Muslims who live in Israel, and they're not Jewish. They're actually citizens of Israel, but they're second-class citizens of Israel because of the fact that they aren't deemed to be Jewish by the ruling government of Israel. So you're right about that.
Who is this government, and who deems who is who?
Well, government, you know, who is the government? The government is the government. The government is the successor to the regime that was established in 1948 by people who considered themselves to be Jews, to be followers of the Talmud, and they were accepted by the international community to be Jews.
Absolutely.
And they are generally recognized as such to be Jews today. And there are numbers of people who say, well, they're not really Jews, they're really Khazars, who were not originally Jewish. But then the fact is that many of the Khazars did in fact convert to Judaism, so they adopted the Jewish religion. Now, if you want to hang on for the break here, Derek, you're more than welcome to. Derek, we're going to the break right now. If you want to hang on for the break, you're welcome to do that.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why the name John Moore sounds familiar to me is because John has a show on this network 4 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. He precedes John Stadtmiller, but apparently he was a guest with John today. It's on Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So he was a guest, though, with John today, and that's what our caller Bill from Ohio heard. So my apologies to John Moore. I knew the name from somewhere. All right, we have Derek from Oregon on. Derek, I would say this much in answer to your question. If you want to find out who is a Jew and find out a little bit about the debate over the subject, the easiest thing in the world to do, and I don't guarantee you'll get the correct results, but you'll get a good scattering of information, is go to Google and type in the question in quotation marks, who is a Jew, question mark, in quotations, and I guarantee you, you will find such a wealth of information there that your mind will be boggled by it.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that, and it's just been a confusing matter for me because, you know, when Jesus was crucified, he was crowned King of the Jews.
Well, see, now there, Derek, that's there's a lot of people far more qualified to discuss it than I could who can tell you that that term Jew doesn't even really appear in the Bible. It never appeared in the Bible. The word Jew is a modern-day term. So that's even that can even be disputed. I know some very serious people who can even dispute the question as to whether or not Jesus Christ could even be considered a Jew. There's some discussion that perhaps he was not a quote-unquote Jew as we now think of Jews. So it goes on and on and on, and it could be discussed for hours on end. But like I say, you want to boggle your mind, go to Google and search the question, who is a Jew? Put it all in quotation marks, and you will read so much that you'll ever regret having typed that into Google.
I appreciate that. You know what, sir? I will. And I guess as you're done talking to me, I would just say that I think that Jesus, like, was against the Pharisees, and that the Pharisees were Jews in my mind.
Well, that's right. He swept away that religion that we know today as Judaism and brought a whole new way of thinking into the world. That's why they were so determined to silence him. That's why he was crucified. It was a political assassination, Derek.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's exactly what happened. Somebody was bringing real change, and they assassinated him.
That's absolutely correct, and that's what I've always thought, but I don't understand when I hear others talk about Jews, you know.
Well, you just keep on doing your research, Derek, and you'll find a lot of interesting information out there.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate your call. Good question. Hey, complicated question, but a good question.
I appreciate you always.
All right, thanks, Derek.
Okay, take
care. All right, folks, we are wrapping it up. Do your own research, folks. Don't just listen to Mike Piper. All sorts of information out there. You can put it all together for yourself. Nobody has a monopoly on the truth. All right, have a good evening, folks. See you here tomorrow night.